Hard Monday. Swing Time hosts are G-Man,
Hootie,
guest hosts are
The Runner,
H-J-Dom,
and the Queen of It All Ride.
Mondays, 8 to 10.
DJ Sam here, host of Musicality, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, here on Next Gen Radio Network, where you will hear a variety of music, anything from country.
I'm from the country, and I like it that way.
To rap.
She was a country girl from Cleveland, Texas.
Even rock and roll, and everything in between. That's DJ Sam with Musicality, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, here on Next Gen Radio Network.
Revolution in internet broadcasting. It's the Next Gen Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Broadcasting from Augusta, Georgia, this is Living on the Edge with Will and Denise.
That is right. Hi, it's Will.
And Denise with Max and Titan.
And you are Living on the Edge.
Ow,
for another week. And we are back for another week of broadcasting. Yes, we are.
And we have beer this week. You know what that means, don't you?
I don't have to do my challenge yet.
He doesn't have to go on the rag,
motherfucker. Guess what that also means. Yes. I don't have to do the challenge yet. We can still do the show like we've always done it. Yes. I love it. I love it.
Well, my yes. alcoholic daddy made five of us drinking every fucking night. So having goddamn fucking beer.
That's right. Yes.
And
it is good times over here.
And prospect happens again, and I'll have to face off the fucking beer.
That's right. Let me adjust my headphones here. Come on. Thank you.
Max, you're such a drooler.
Yeah, he is.
A drool bib for the dog.
We are going to have to get something like that for him. There we go. Okay, we got the mic straight.
What the hell is wrong with you in the first place, motherfucker?
It'll work.
Oh, there's a glue. Nope.
It was too goddamn tight on my, or it was too loose on my head. It was starting to fall off, so I had to straighten it out. Anyway, if you guys want to contact us, you can do so. Good one. The MSN Messenger contact is live at nextgenradionetwork.net. That is live at nextgenradionetwork.net. So feel free to get a hold of us on the MSN Messenger. If you have the new MSN Messenger 7.5, you can utilize the voice clip feature in that. And how this works, you just simply open up a message like you're going to write it to us. But instead of typing, you hold down the F2 key and you start talking. So you can tell
us. Yeah, Don, give us a sample of that song you want us to play.
I don't think he's got the new messenger in yet.
He sent us voice clips last week.
No, he had to roll back to an earlier image last week. Earlier this week.
Hold on.
There was the Firefox fucked up something in the system that he likes to use, so he figured what the hell, he'd roll back. But if anybody else wants to try it, feel free. The AIM contact information. What is that contact information, Denise?
Next Gen Live.
That's right. There you go. And the phone is also open for you. So if you want to get a hold of us and just show you that it is working, it is working. And that number is 1-866-437-6476.
Extension 69.
That is 866-437-NGRN.
Or
so,
extension SNM, motherfuckers. I'll kick your ass.
There you go. That's extension 76.
Nah-ha-ha. Like I said on the blog, been one hell of a fucking week.
Yeah, SNM is extension 766.
What? SNM?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So, that's how that works. But tonight we're just going to leave the show open for you guys to talk
breathers.
About whatever you want to talk about. Yeah, we do have heavy breathers. You can hear that.
Little porno pervs in here.
Yeah, I can certainly hear that. But I'm kicking back in my beer, drinking it, and Good
stuff. Already having a snack with my beer. We had pizza and beer for supper, but hell, my blood sugar's so good, I'm having some more snack.
That means your body's in good health.
Mm-hmm.
It's in very good health.
That's why my gold-plated Michelob Ultra from the convenience store is worth the 2.6 grams of carb in a 12-ounce bottle.
Yeah, I hear you. In the meantime, we're going to get things started off with a little bit of Limp Bizkit, and this one's called Break Stuff.
By request from me, motherfuckers.
That's right. She's had one hell of a week, so I figured, what the hell, we'll open it with this, and then we're going to follow it up with...
I'll skin your ass raw.
We'll follow it up with Screep. So, kick back and enjoy this one, you guys. I'm Living on the Edge on Next Gen Radio Network with Will.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. Break.
Living on the Edge. That is Linkin Park with One Step Closer, requested by Denise. I figured I would play that one.
What hell of an attitude. Kind of reminds me of Eat Shit and Die Radio.
And yeah, it does.
Attitude adjustment.
That was very famous. Okay, let's see if Don left anything else. Nope, he didn't.
Don, Will screwed up and played your message while we were having a song. You have to do that again.
Yeah, I thought, I didn't think you had 7.5 in, so I figured you wrote me something.
He fucked up.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You fucked up. No.
You fucked up.
Not me. I never fuck up. I'm always on top of my game here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am.
All right.
Good one. All right. Well, coming up on the show, we got more music and more talk. If you guys want to make it happen, feel free to do so. Live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger.
There it is.
AIM is Next Gen Live.
Hi, baby.
It is Next
puppy.
Gen Live for AIM. Or you can reach us on the phone at 866-437-6476. That is 866-437-NGRN. And if you have the MSN Messenger, you can take advantage of the voice clip like Don is about to demonstrate for you. You open a message, and you hit the F2 key, hold it down, talk, release, and then it's sent off to wherever you want it to go, whoever you're talking to. So, let's see what Don has to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that Eat, Shit, and Die Radio. Oh, God, yeah. Uh-huh. That takes me right back to the beginning. Oh, I love it. That was one of the first programs I ever heard. Eat, Shit, and Die Radio was my favorite. I wish they'd bring that back. I really do. I did put 7.5 in for you so that I could chat with you. I do have the WindowWise 5.0, though, but I can work with it all right.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. That's
well,
good.
Well, hell, I don't have Oxjuke yet. Well, I still own it, but it's been a long time since I broadcasted with anything.
Oh, we could get you set up.
I might have to learn how to use WinApp. Holy fucking shit.
No, we can get you set up with Oxjuke.
Hmm.
That won't be any problem. Your machine should handle it.
I need a new computer, Mom.
Yeah. You don't need a new computer,
actually,
do you?
I did all my broadcasting on that machine right
there. Yes, you did. You sure did.
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, maybe you could add to the growing schedule here at Next Gen Radio Network.
Eat, Shit, and Die Radio.
Yeah.
It would be the perfect place for Eat, Shit, and Die Radio.
Yeah, it would. Denise just unleashing at her best. You know, that's great.
Well, when you work for the state, and in my job, dealing with my adoptive parents and children and my relative care children, half the time I feel like they just get the short end of the fucking stick, and I feel very strongly about my people. When they don't get what they need, it pisses me off.
Oh, yeah. It would me, too.
Therefore, I have an attitude. It's real hard to keep my mouth shut these days. Mm.
Me, too.
Motherfucker.
Speaking of keeping your mouth shut, here's what Don has to say.
I'll tell you what, honey. You come broadcast on my show anytime. Uh-huh. You call me up on that speakerphone, I'll put you right on the air, baby. I'll put you right on the air.
Yeah, but I'll have to behave myself on Don's show.
That's right. Yeah, and Don does a hell of a good show over on KRBX, or what is it now, oldiesradionet.com, called DJC's Jukebox, and he's been doing this show for about 5 years on the net. So
started it on ACB Radio Interactive.
Yep, same as us. We started there. But unlike us, Don has been going steadily strong every week for 5 years, whereas we've been taking hiatuses.
Well, we've been playing and playing here and there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're like that drug resistant strain of VD.
That's right. Think you got rid of us? Uh-uh. Not going to happen.
Come back and come back stronger and make your dick itch even more.
Oh, yeah. And you just can't get enough of living on the edge.
Drip, drip, drip.
You just can't get enough of living on the edge.
Well, my thing is now, I don't have any music on my drive. It's all on yours now.
That's okay.
I'd be having access at all off of yours.
Oh, shit. Actually, you got your CDs with the out stuff backed up.
Oh, and no, besides, no. Hell, I don't know. I might just have to deal with Winamp. Who knows?
And besides, my stuff is an iVerbis, and that won't.
It would if I used Winamp.
Yeah, it'll go with Winamp, and it'll go with Sound Broadcaster also, which I do have.
Who knows? Maybe I'll learn something new. I don't want to invest any more money in Otsuke.
I wouldn't either. The way they are, exactly.
No.
They don't even trust their fucking customers, man. They lock you with a code, and when you want to change machines around or something of that nature, they gave you the fucking 20-question routine.
There's something blue in the tray.
We got Don again.
Hi, Don.
And Don says...
You know what? I keep asking myself, where the fuck is the time gone? I gotta say that. Here it is another Saturday night. Tomorrow night I'm on the air again. Where the fuck is the time going?
It sure flies, that's for damn sure.
It sure does.
Lord. Yeah, because Titan just turned 5 years old Wednesday. I've had him 3.5 years already.
Mm-hmm. And Titan was born in September 14th, the year 2000. We all started on the net in August of 2000.
That's right. Damn.
So just before Titan happened, we were happening. So there you go.
Little fella, you want to go outside again?
Wants to go outside again, huh? Wow.
Again. Yeah.
This beer's almost done anyway. So, all right. And we got Don chatting with us, so if you want to chat with us too, you can.
If you want to have an attitude, come on and tell us what you want us to play for that attitude of yours.
That's right. We'll set it. We'll quench
the thirst.
I think
of all kind of more rage shit.
Oh, yeah.
At least my coworker across the hall at Titan thinks he lives in her office now. At least she likes our kind of music. She's cool.
Absolutely. And we got 5 listeners now, by the way.
Yippee!
Thank you.
I wonder if Hamish is awake.
I don't know. I'm not reading Playboy, so I don't think he's going to get up for me.
Well, I hope he's not going to get up for you.
I don't want him to get up for me.
He can get up for me. Come on, Hamish, get up for me, baby.
He can get one of the Middle Eastern babes to do it for him.
Poor Hamish. Leave our Hamish alone.
I couldn't resist. Dog,
I hope they don't sound like that. Oh, poor Hamish. You'd be wondering if that was a he-she. I got your ears, Max. Oh, I got your ears.
But if you want to contact us live at nextgenradionetwork.net, MSN Messenger, NextGen Live via AIM or via the phone, 866-437-6476, 866-437-NGRN. Feel free to get in touch with us.
Extension 69 or 76, depending on what you want.
Extension 766. S&M.
And I guess, you know, as the weeks go by, if there's any other failure punishments for Will's challenge, when the time comes, you can always let us know what you come up with from week to week.
That's right. On the show, or you can do so at livingontheedge@nextgenradionetwork.net. Once again, that is livingontheedge@nextgenradionetwork.net. That's the email address you can write to during the week, or if you're happening to hear the podcast, that's how you can get a hold of us. Or you can write comments on our webpage.
And we got the Braves on in the kitchen, and of course, they're really fucking up,
man. Well,
that's what they usually do this time of the season.
Well, they deserve the rest. They got to save it for the postseason,
yeah.
You know.
They got to keep going. There ain't no fucking postseason.
They got to keep going for the World Series, man. You know.
Oh, they flush it before they get that far.
Okay, we got somebody writing in again, and I think it's done. Here we go.
Were you able to dig up that Van Halen for me, Will?
Absolutely. I think I have the one you want. And it's going to be coming up in just a second here. It's called When It's Love.
Is that the right one?
If it's not the right one, then I am going to have to dig around with the lyrics here and look for that string.
Are you going to have to send us in a sample of what it sounds like?
Yeah, sing it for us. Yeah.
Sing a lyric.
Yeah, there you go. And then we can make the change if that's not the right song.
What
not
is
a problem.
Max? What? You've been out a half a zillion times tonight.
Good beer.
He's sitting here begging me, not his daddy, me, the mommy.
Begging you, huh?
Begging the mommy. Yeah, he's got his head on my hand right here, see? Have to check their water bowl again. They drank that whole bowl filled up at supper.
Oh, and he's talking. Hi, Max. Hi, boy.
He's a sweet baby. Titan!
Yeah, he wants something.
Oh, yep. Here comes Titan gonna play. Squeak. Oh, he's got his new toy. Come here. Bring it. Come here. Come here, Titan. Bring the squeak. Bring it. Come on. Come on. Give me that squeak. Come on. Give it here. Oh, there they go.
Okay, and here's what Don says.
Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of it, and I heard it on the on one of the radio stations. And it's a popular Van Halen, I mean, I recognized it, but I don't know. I thought it was I've Taken Your Love or some damn thing like that.
Okay, well, we'll give this a try, and we'll see if that matches what you heard.
Oh, I think they're playing Bite the Snout down there.
Oh, okay.
But they're too far away for me to get close enough to get a good...
Yeah, we don't have enough string here, enough mic. Anyway, Don, here is your song, and actually, I'm going to follow it up when Love Walks In. We're going to do it. We're going to do a Van Halen shooter.
When
How about
Love
that?
Love Walks In, mm-hmm. Huh?
That's a good one, too. So we'll see if either one of these do it. Here's Van Halen, When It's Love, on Next Gen Radio Network with on Living on the Edge with Will.
And Denise.
Living on the Edge, that is Van Halen with Love Walks In.
Titan just went, bark!
Yeah, he sure did.
He's ready to come in already.
Part of a Van Halen shooter right there. And we got a message from Don during that set. Here's what he's going to say. He says... He said, okay, it's not even the one I had, but these are great songs.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We'll have to all look out for it and nab it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have it. I just don't know the title. I'm not really that keen on all the lyrics to all the songs I've got.
Oh, there's Max.
Yep. Woo-woo-woo. There went Max. But let's see. Have we got six people out there listening to the show?
Yippee!
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you guys are listening to the show live. Checking for messages, but we don't have any.
No messages.
But if you want to write this, you can do so live at nextgenradionetwork.net. That is live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger.
Next Gen Live on AIM.
Or you can reach us on the phone, 866-437-6476. That is 866-437-NGRN.
And the moon is almost full. It's at 96%. So everybody come have a fucking attitude.
Exactly. Come on. Where the hell are the attitudes here?
When the moon is full, people are supposed to act really loony-toony.
We want some attitudes here.
Come on now.
We do. We want some fucking attitudes here, man. What's going on?
Get a fucking job, will ya? What was that ding? I just heard a ding.
I just heard a ding, too. Let me check that out real quick.
What would be dinging on your computer?
I don't know.
Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. What went ding, motherfucker?
My Skype did.
Ooh, you bad boy. His Skype went ding. How very professional.
And I'm trying to get at the menu here. It's not coming up.
He can't get at the menu. You fucked up. You fucked up.
I never fuck up.
That's all ECW chat,
I never fuck
chat,
up.
Right?
I never.
ECW. You fucked up. Yeah, that's right. We like the wrestling round here. kind of funny that blind people like wrestling. Can't hardly see it. Or you can't see shit. Actually, if I watch it on the big computer screen over there, I can. But nonetheless, it is quite entertaining.
Come on now. Exit.
Oh.
That's yours.
Barbara's up. Across the way.
Somebody's up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get out of this way here.
Barbara, you need to act. What are you doing? What'd you just do? Are you fucking up?
Nope.
You just minimized everything to the tray.
For right anyway. Now, I'm trying to quit Skype.
Oh, just leave Skype alone. Anyway, Barbara, you can add the Next Gen Live to your buddy list. Next Gen Live and come right up on Will's computer. I'll come over there and look at your message in just a minute. I assume you might be listening to us perverted people again.
I think she might be. Of course, all the cool people listen to us.
Yeah, Barbara wasn't around. I was having my afternoon attitude. That happened after lunch.
That was circa six, so there you go.
Huh?
All right. Any more attitude songs you want, Denise, besides the one that we got coming up next?
Bum, 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 bum. Let's see. We're going to have a little rage. Killing in the name of motherfucker.
That's right.
And let me see. Would
settle
you behave?
Down, buddy.
I am not in that kind of mood. I
settle
will
down,
kick
buddy.
Your ass.
Settle down, buddy.
He's over here rubbing my leg.
It's bare.
Daring me to go in the kitchen and get one of our paring knives and fillet something in here.
You would not do that. I know you.
Filleted penis, anyone? Mmm, yummy, yummy. Quit it. I'll kill you. I will kill you, motherfucker.
Listen,
I will absolutely
listen,
kill you, motherfucker.
Listen, listen.
Yeah, listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Or how about this? Oh, wait. Move your pet. Move your...
don't spill.
The leg hairs. Pluck the leg hairs. Woohoo! I don't have any to pluck.
Now you got some hairs I can pluck.
No, they ain't much up there to pluck.
Okay.
Let's see.
Rage Against the Machine, that's one.
Korn is always a good rager.
Okay, he's got a lot of good ones out there.
Let's see. Let me think of one we hadn't heard in a while. Oh, Max.
That's not one of them.
Max. I'm going to have to go retrieve the dogs.
Okay, let me go ahead and start this song up then.
Yeah, play the song. We'll think up some more rage tunes. Got rage tunes y'all want to hear out there?
There are messages in the
box.
There's
a message in the box.
Oh, there is.
There's a message in the box.
Done.
Such violence. Such violence. Such violence.
Well, you know, it's the full moon, and we're supposed to have signal 29s on the full moon.
There's nothing like a good little bit of a slapping and tickling.
Ha. Ha.
Okay.
I'll give him a spear. An edge spear.
Yeah. Sure you will. All right, let's crank up this tune, and we'll get some more lined up for you here on Living on the Edge with Will.
Ugh, and Denise.
Is that what you sound like when your mouth is full? Do that again.
You ought to know. You ought to know.
That was pretty good.
Oh, you want to hear it again?
Yeah. This is what she sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a message in the box.
Yes, Don again.
Oh, Don, did I turn you on?
Don says... That's strange. That last one you had, such violence, yeah, it did. Unless there was another one you wrote.
Unless we're down.
I don't think we're down. Let's see. Now we got 5 of 200 listeners, so we're still up.
Hmm. That's weird. It should have. Oh, I heard it.
So did I.
You can send it again. Here, we'll reenact it.
Oh, baby. Ah, yes.
Wait, quit flexing. It doesn't sound good when you flex.
Yeah, it does. Is your hand red?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Can we get another one here?
How weird.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Ah, he went in and fucked something up, didn't you?
No. Okay, we'll fix that. We'll certainly fix that. I think I know what happened. Skype has a habit of doing this.
You fucked up. You should have put Skype out. You put Skype out before, and you just fucked up. He fucked up. He fucked up. You suck. Yeah,
what you hear got unchecked.
You now it's checked. So, you motherfucker.
Skype does that. I don't know why it does that, but it does.
Well, see, that's your fault for not turning Skype off.
I totally forgot about it coming out.
Do you hear my Titan? Bark.
No, I don't. All right, we got JQ writing in.
Try it again.
And he says, hello? Do you guys have any George Harrison? Oh, shit, yeah, man. We sure do.
Plenty of George Harrison.
He says, smiles. Great. Glad to have you on board, man. We'll play some George Harrison for you.
Let's see. Is George Harrison the one that sings,
he sings All Those Years Ago, When We Was Fab. He sings,
Like You Know It Ain't Easy. Is that him? Or is that one of the others?
You Know It Ain't Easy? No, I don't think that's
Don
him.
Don would play that for me. You know it ain't easy. Know how hard it can be.
Who's Don?
They're gonna crucify me.
There we go.
Boy, that dropped your volume when you did that.
Oh, it did,
huh? You
checked
that thing. When you checked out what you hear, it actually turned your volume down a bit, but that's okay. Let's see what it sounds like now.
Okay.
Damn, such a professionally run show tonight. Golly, I just don't know what to think.
Yeah, Skype has a way of doing that. I don't know.
Aw, Titan.
But yeah, we'll get to George Harrison on in just a few, JQ. And here's Don.
Glad you're listening.
That's Ringo Starr.
Oh, Ringo Starr. Okay.
Oh, okay. He's identifying my... Don, you can play that one for me tomorrow night.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, we'll put that on.
Let me go let the puppy in.
In the meantime, let's get Rage Against the Machine on the air for Denise. I love this tune. Yeah, yes, three. Killing in the Name, Rage Against the Machine, Living on the Edge. Love this tune. Living on the Edge, that is Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of... Hey, gotta like that one.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, motherfuckers.
That's right. And we got some messages here.
Give me that squeak.
There's one from Don.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that for you.
Give me that squeak.
Okay, talking about your song that you requested.
Oh, thank you, Don. Thank you. Give me that squeak. Bring it here. Come on, bring it. Bring the squeak. He loves his new birthday toy. Any other message? Got
Barbara's writing it. She says, I'm
yay,
here.
Yay! Give me that.
They're treating you better than I will? Yes, they are. They sure are. I get to have my beer. Yay!
I'm drinking some beer, too, right now. Hell. I'm on number... What number is this? 5? I've been bad girl tonight. But there's only 2.6 grams of carbs in one of these puppies.
And you're not even slurring yet.
I don't slur.
Damn it.
It would take a hell of a lot to make
I
me
have,
slur.
I have never, ever heard Denise drunk off her ass. I would love to.
And you never will, because a diabetic won't usually get to that point. Well, I can't. My body doesn't metabolize it right.
I don't know. Maybe your body will be getting back in the right shape where you can do that.
No. Diabetes is a disease of metabolism. I'm telling you, it doesn't do alcohol the same way as your body does.
Even if your body's in the blood sugar's under very good control?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it doesn't see alcohol the same way yours does. Leave my beer alone or kick your fucking ass. How do you like that attitude, motherfucker?
Look at that.
Bend over. Yeah. This top of this bottle go right up your asshole. I got a bottle top for your hole. I was nice, though. I took the cap off. Can you imagine how much a beer cap would scrape your sphincter?
Oh, man. That would hurt it. You'd be put in the hospital for that.
Could be either that or you just put a butt plug up there. I'm sure Damon from Brio would send you one.
Shit. I don't know about that. All right. We got JQ's request coming up. We got George Harrison with Cracker Box Palace.
See, this is funny because Will doesn't recognize George Harrison's songs like we do.
I was never really a big fan of his. I mean, I got most of his stuff in my pop collection anyway. This isn't the classic rock collection I'm pulling this out of. So there's good reason why I put it there, because it's more of a rock sound.
I don't know. We'll see, won't we?
Yeah, we'll see. Although I wouldn't have put it there if it wasn't.
Let it rip, and we'll think up some more rage tunes.
Okay. We're going to play this tune, play some promos, and come out with the second hour of Living on the Edge on Next Gen Radio Network with Will.
And Denise and Max and Titan.
Than your CPU and server can handle.
Ah, crap! Darn computer crashed again.
This is the Next Gen Radio Network.
And you are on hour number two of Living on the Edge.
Titan is looking up at me like you want something.
He's looking up, huh?
Give me that squeak.
He wants to give it to you, probably. He wants to play with you.
Give it here. Give me the squeak.
You are on hour number two of Living on the Edge with Will. And in the second hour, we're going to be playing more music and talking and shooting the breeze and all that good stuff. So if you want to contact us, you can do so live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. If you have MSN Messenger 7.5, you can take advantage of the voice clip feature. And you can do that by opening up a message to talk to us and holding down the F2 key. And when you're done talking, let it up. This is much like talking on a CB radio, so to speak. So if you got that Messenger, version of Messenger in there, take advantage of it and let us hear from you. If you have AIM, you can talk to us via Next Gen Live, and it's the word's capitalized, N, G, and then L for Next Gen Live. Those are capitalized.
Yippee!
Or if you want to reach us via the phone, you can do so. 1-866-437-6476. That is 866-437-NGRN, and the phone is wide-ass open for you.
Yeah, we haven't had any calls tonight.
No, we haven't. And the phone is definitely working, so Daddy. Get a hold of us and talk to us.
Oh, he's a happy dog.
And we got five people listening to us still. That's good. All right, now let's see. I think Don sent something along here. Here we go.
Did he?
No, it was the last one he had. I didn't close it out. There it is, closed. And I thought we had more messages up here, but we don't.
No, more messages.
So, the floor is open for you guys if you want to talk about something. There's Don. He's running in.
The great one.
Here's what he says.
I wanted to share the official wine of Living on the Edge with you here. I don't have beer, but I have wine, so let's take a big sip together. And here we go. Delicious.
I took my sip. Will slacked on. I took my sip right along with you. Will's just, already had too much. He's delayed on his sip.
Oh, no, I haven't had enough. What are you talking about? I'm not even slurring my words here.
Neither one of us slur.
So,
I'm telling you,
I definitely haven't had enough.
I've only been knee-knocking drunk once in my entire life. There was only one time where I could not hardly stand up. I had to have assistance in standing up.
Now, I am definitely going to have to get smashed before this little deal that we made goes through. So
you'll have one final fling to finish off the beer when the strip turns pink.
And that's probably going to be 3 weeks from now, so we'll probably need to get some more in the house here.
Well, actually, on the Clear Blue Easy, you get a plus sign if you're pregnant and a minus in when you're not, and it's blue.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
It is being agreed upon that he will finish up the beer in the house.
And what I will do is I will finish it off on the show after she has found out that she is pregnant or not. And even if, hey, if there's a fucking 24-pack in there, I'll drink them all on that show. I'm not going to care.
And we went to Teresa's, and we go to our favorite Mexicano restaurant. They've been there 20 years.
Yes.
We went last night for their anniversary, and they'll ask me, Diet Coke? And I'll say, no, I want a beer tonight. And they'll smile at me and go, I'm not pregnant. And when I go in, he'll go, want a Mic Ultra? No, Diet Coke. I'm trying to get pregnant. And little fella just kind of smiles at us.
Now, when I go in there, because I like my habanero sauce, and the only thing that goes good with habanero sauce is beer. I'm telling you. I know this from experience. Now, when we take advantage of the bet, it's going to be different.
Well, that's just too damn bad. You'll have to have your habanero without your beer. Either that or just give up the habanero, too.
That'll be a big toss-up there.
There's a message in the tray.
Didn't hear it come through. Here's Don again.
Let's get drunk for New Year's. That's what I say.
Right on, man. That's
well,
what I say,
too.
Well,
if I'm pregnant, he'll have to wait. You know what? If I am pregnant by this New Year, we will have Will listen to you getting drunk while he is drinking unsweet tea.
Shit.
A challenge is a challenge, holidays and all. What? Too bad. 9 months is 9 months.
Barbara says, alcoholics, LOL.
Don't let her fool you. She likes those Smirnoff twisters.
Oh, yeah.
And mudslides.
She loves them and her mom likes them, too.
That was hilarious. We'll tell that story. Barbara's mama, she's a real sweet lady. She grew up in a very abusive alcoholic household, and she made a choice early in life that it would not happen in her household. So she's not a drinker. And Barbara's daddy's not a drinker either. He drank in the military, but he agreed that he wouldn't drink when he married her mama. So he pretty much, I think Barbara said she's only seen him have one beer or two. But Barbara keeps some mudslides in her fridge, and her mama comes over and cleans up and does stuff for her, kind of makes her feel needed and everything. She's done a lot for her. And she came over to clean up the house one day and had a drink out of the refrigerator, went home, and Barbara got home. She saw the bottle sitting there. It was a mudslide bottle. And she asked her mama, how'd you like that? Or I can't remember how she put it. Mama thought she was getting some chocolate milk like a Yoo-hoo drink. But it was a mudslide. She said, oh, that's why I took a nap when I got home. She'll never live that one down.
No.
And then the next thing, she got into one of Barbara's apple twists. And the only reason Barbara knew is because the cap was sitting on the counter. The bottle was gone. She said she drank about half of it and realized it wasn't an apple soft drink. And that was pretty recent. Max is wanting me to hold the bone for him.
Oh.
God, you've chewed the hell out of the end of this chocolate bone, buddy.
I got a bone for you, baby.
I ain't chewing on no bones tonight. If I chew on a bone, it's going to be with a fillet knife in one hand and a vegetable peeler in the other. Oh, a cheese knife would probably work good, too.
Mother wrote in during that story, and she says, I'm not drinking tonight.
<That's> probably because she's out.
All right.
Well, at least she doesn't have to work any of the disaster stuff this weekend.
No, that's right. She's got a break. And everybody's gotten a break from that this week. Yeah, they pretty much shut everything down.
The last day of the emergency resource center was today. They figure everybody that's coming into town to settle is more than likely here, and otherwise they'll just come into the agency.
And the Salvation Army, where they were donating hurricane stuff, that closed up on North Leg on Wednesday. So everything is wrapping up.
They'll take it downtown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Until the next hurricane.
Yep. It won't be Ophelia either.
No, it'll be a P name.
Barbara's writing in again. And she says... She says, nope. Got plenty, just not drinking. Okay, we understand.
Yeah, last night when we went to Teresa's, it was cool because for their 20th anniversary, they had a mariachi band playing.
That was so nice.
And it was really, it was cool. It was very, very nice. They were very good.
Yeah, they were. Excellent.
They were
excellent
recordable,
harmony.
Recordable, actually.
Oh, yes.
And they went around the restaurant and they sang for everybody, including us. And the guy with the trumpet was making doggy sounds.
Uh-huh.
And the dogs were very good. They didn't even stand up. They stayed under the table and were good boys.
Now, in the Spanish culture, their culture is to be friendly to all. Or in the Mexican culture, Spanish culture, you know, both of them. Their nature is to be friendly. And I have never, ever run up on a rude Mexican or Spanish person at all. Not ever. With very, very, very few exceptions.
You want me again?
Very few exceptions. I think I maybe run into maybe two.
What's the matter? You constipated or something? I know you're not.
One guy worked at the restaurant we went to last night, and he was courteous to us.
Oh, Armando.
Yeah. And then there was another one I ran into at one of the Mexican restaurants I used to go to back when Monterey was back in the 90s. And
there was an asshole?
Yeah. But that's the only two Mexicans I ever knew.
Why was
that
he an asshole? Because you were blind, or was he an asshole to everybody?
He was an asshole to me because I was blind.
Oh.
I didn't have the dogs. That wasn't the issue. Don's writing in, and he says,
"Oh,
it's okay, honey. I'll have a sip for you. Not a problem. I'm in Sacramento. I'll have a sip for you."
Yeah, see, he can start with our new year.
Oh, and there he goes.
There he goes.
You don't live in California either.
Yeah, see, on New Year's, what Don will do for us is we're 3 hours ahead, so he'll start the New Year's off early. And he'll drink up my New Year's for me if I'm pregnant, and Will's for him. And then he'll drink into his own time zone 3 hours later.
Yep.
Max, you are a mama shadow. What is it with you? What? What do you want? I know your water's not empty.
Barbara's wanting to know, how's the birthday puppy?
Oh, he's chewing on a bone down there. He's being a good boy. Max is my shadow. He's pestering me tonight. I don't know what... You're not getting my beer. This is gold-plated Rayco convenience store price beer.
They got a lot more extra stuff in there now.
They're really nice people in there. When they're half a block up the street. We walk up the road half a block and cut through the path, and we're in there in the store.
I mean, if I wanted to, I can go to my parts and yell to Denise at the fucking gas station. That's how close it is.
Yeah, and I'd hear him. Yeah, we can pretty much see our house. That's where we go and look back at our Christmas lights.
Uh-huh. When we string them up on the porch.
When we string them up, yeah.
And we'll probably do it again this year.
Oh, hell yeah. We'll be here. We can't really go anywhere this year because your business is just starting.
It's starting, though.
You're making
it's
enough
coming.
Money so we can go to Michigan and visit our people.
That's coming. I'll go out and hound the bars while you guys tell dog stories.
Oh, hell no. You'll drink Canadian beer right there at the function.
Here's what Don has to say. None of the dogs are looking.
They're working over those chocolate-flavored Nyla bones that Kristen and Jeff sent for Titan's birthday. Oh, boy, they love those chocolate Nyla bones.
Oh, yeah.
It's just some kind of flavoring that they put over the bone. The nylon, actually. Nyla bones.
Marvin says, alcoholic Max dog.
Oh, Max loves beer. He really is a lush.
He loves beer.
Lush.
He takes after me. He saw me down... plenty of that shit, and it leered itself.
So you didn't tell your trainer that you were a beer guzzler, that they matched you well.
Oh, no, I didn't tell him nothing of that sort, because I didn't want to risk me getting tossed out.
Well, of course not. You have to behave while you're on campus, you know.
But I'll tell you what. At that restaurant, Stevie B's, man, I put some down there.
You didn't drink that many.
I had two big 24-ounce cups.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Actually got 48 ounces in?
Molson.
Oh, my God. Did you have to go back and take a nap?
No. Not at all. I was wired. I was ready to go.
Was Owen the one that told you to drink the Molson?
Yeah.
We're just, I wish,
knocking
they would
them bitches
get on,
back.
Get on better than dial-up. Did you check our dial-up, by the way, dial-up stream?
It's going. I looked at the stream title, or the streaming. It's going.
Just checking. How professional of me. Very professional.
Oh, yeah, we're full of profession here. Professionalism, yes. That we are.
Including noises like that. Lex and Terry would approve.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
They have the Quan.
If you guys want to talk to us, it's live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. It is live at nextgenradionetwork.net. That's the address you can add.
NextGen Live, AIM.
Mm-hmm. Then the telephone, it's 866-437-6476. That is 866-437-NGRN. And it is working. So, it is wide open for you. Feel free to make use of it.
Too bad we don't have a car in the yard. We can make the horn honk and sound off max.
I know.
That was funny as shit.
This morning, somebody was setting off their car alarm. And it was one of those with the horns that went beep, beep, beep. And Max was just going crazy.
Well, when Kristen and Jeff were down this last time, they had a rental car with the little remote control on the key ring. And Jeff was sitting in the kitchen with his back to the rest of the house. And he would touch that horn thing and go, eat. And Max would, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, and the way Jeff's back was facing, it was facing where the car was parked.
That was funny. He said, I didn't think it would make it sound off from here. And every time he did it, Max sounded off.
Uh-huh. But when they come down in October, we'll have to see what they do.
I don't know why the hell you're sitting there yawning.
I don't either.
Oxygen,
I think.
Tray.
Yeah, here's Don.
Yeah, from beer.
No, not me.
Beer taking over your brain.
Not me. Don just sent me a nudge, okay?
Nudge? What kind of nudge?
I got the sounds turned off, so I didn't even hear it. Because when they send you a nudge, you're supposed to hear it, but I got the sounds turned off.
Oh.
For MSN Messenger, my whole system sounds.
Okay, but I can, if I look, glance over there, I can see the blue in the tray.
Uh-huh. Now, I think the nudges are actual pictures, but I'm not sure.
Oh.
Let me bring it back up.
Holy crap, you got a mound of shit between the computer and you.
Do I?
No, on the floor.
Oh.
What, is it up there?
Yeah, it's up there.
I'm such a blind bitch. You just put something in front of it.
No, you moved the mouse.
Oh.
I'm not touching it.
Well, it did something. There's nothing on that nudge. Well, I can't see it if there is.
Oh, okay.
Hit your escape key. I don't know what I activated. I activated something. I touched the mouse.
Oh, okay. That would explain why you didn't hear it. That's actually quite a loud sound, too. I thought that might get the dogs, but you have it turned off, but that's okay.
Oh, that kind of nudge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it is about 45
Sometimes
minutes
Max
until...
Sometimes Max comes off when you play that, what is that, a Rush song with the howl at the beginning?
No, that's Deep Purple. Uh-huh, called Hush. Matter of fact, we can play that. We can key that up real quick. Hold on. He loves this.
If he sounds off, we'll see. Oh gosh, they disappeared. Max! Max! They both went in the other room. Here he comes. Daddy has something for you. Daddy has something for you, Max.
Yep. Stand by, Max. Here we go. Wake up.
Who is it, Max? Oh, he growled. Who is it, Max?
Here we go again. He's telling us all about it.
Who is it, baby? What? Do good growls. What?
Come here, Max. Come here, buddy. Okay, get up here. Closer. Come here, Max. Come here, buddy.
Max.
Come on, Max. Good growl, Max. Good growl.
He goes off and we have the animal planet on, too.
I don't know if you guys can hear the deep growls here.
Oh, he ran off barking the living
room. Son of a bitch.
Oh, God, he's funny.
Yes, he is.
If I turn on the animal precinct, the animal cops, and
yeah,
there are dogs in the clinic or wherever, and he talks back to them, too.
Mm-hmm. He sure does. Wow. Now, that's priceless entertainment. That's almost as good as Don rearranging the silverware for Julie to raise hell. Oh, listen to
well,
that.
Well, hell, you rearrange the dish cabinet most of the time when you put stuff away. Every now and then I have to put it back because it grows too tall in certain places.
Grows too tall?
But it doesn't piss me off.
Nah. Yeah, I noticed that. Okay, here we go. We're going to fire it up again.
Max, come here, boy.
You want some more, buddy?
What's the daddy doing to the boy?
You want some more, Max?
Is it your daddy teasing you? Is your daddy teasing you? Oh, Max.
He's getting desensitized to
wagging
it now.
His tail. He's
sure
a good
is.
Boy.
He knows what's up now.
You're a good boy, Max. My daddy teasing you.
Okay.
Daddy was.
Let me remove this song from the playlist now.
Oh, what cheap entertainment.
Okay, let's go ahead and start things up here. Living on the Edge. Hear it. Oh, what? What the hell? Damn, I thought I got rid of that. What, Max? Come here, boy. Right here. He's not going to do it now.
what are you paying for, Titan?
Yeah, he is desensitized. Although he's looking around here. What, Max? What?
Oops.
And there he goes to the living room yet again.
Poor little fella.
This is what we do for entertainment sometimes. We get that dog going and he goes nonstop. Actually, he stops on his own sometimes.
But he's so well behaved in his harness. He didn't crack a bark in his harness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get rid of that. Okay, it's gone. Bye-bye, Max. We're going to set up some more Rage tunes here. I got one set up already. I need to set up another one here that Denise requested. We're going to open things up with Flaw, a group called Flaw. They're from Louisville, Kentucky. And these aren't backwoods Kentucky either. It's not the hillbilly guitar-picking, fiddle-boing, whatever the
they're
fuck you call that
stuff.
They're
not all like that just because they're in Kentucky, you know.
Well, Tennessee and Kentucky, West Virginia, same thing.
Not all of them.
Living on the Edge on Next Gen Radio Network with Will.
And Denise and Titan and Max.
Enjoy this one. This is a great one here.
Max, what's the matter, boy?
Yeah, I don't know what's the matter with him.
He can't find a song now.
I got the song. I just hit the wrong controls here. There we go. Okay, Living on the Edge. That is Flaw with...
With what?
Payback.
Payback, yes. It's going to be your turn, motherfucker.
It's going to be your turn, motherfucker.
You bitch. Your turn, bitch.
Guess what? You suck.
That was a damn good song. I liked it.
I knew you would. All right, we had Don that wrote in, and I think this might have to do with the dog here. Let's see. He says, okay, I've enjoyed being with you guys. I'll drop. Have a good evening. Okay. He's probably going to go watch one of his DVDs.
That or it's time for his news.
He says, as of late this week, he's been watching some DVDs he's gotten recently.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's what he's wanting to do. What's that? And then he was going to watch his news at 10. So, that works. Works good. Right, next up.
I'm going to rearrange the silverware and piss Julie off.
Yeah, that too. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Okay. Let's see. We got 5 listeners. Good.
Yippee!
So we're doing good. We like the turnout here. You guys have any requests, you can get them over to us, or if you want to talk about anything at all, it is live at nextgenradionetwork.net via MSN Messenger. It is live at nextgenradionetwork.net. Or you can write us on AIM. What's that address, Denise?
Next Gen Live.
Okay, and what is that phone number for if they want to reach us on the phone here?
866-437-6476.
That's right. Good job.
I'm trying to think of the number patterns in the phone numbers when I memorize one.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, 4 + 3 = 7.
Yeah.
But there's not quite as many logic in the last 4.
Right. I think that's why we just call it NGRN.
NGRN.
That's right, for Next Gen Radio Network.
Or 866 Heroism.
Uh-huh. That too. In the meantime, we're going to continue our Rage set here. Got about half an hour until we're going to play some nudities for you. And we don't have a lot in the way of nudities per se. We got some new alternative stuff that we just got today.
Well, hell, you can play some of that.
Hell yeah, I'm going to.
A new ditty is a new ditty.
That's right. But as far as the mainstream rock scene goes, there's really not much new. But we'll do some new alternative. And speaking of which, if you know where to look, there's a compilation called The Alternative Times. And somebody has grouped together volumes 1 through 62, and they got them up on a particular site. One hell of a download. One hell of a download. About 6 gigs worth.
But he's not really saying that he did it. He just said he knows where it is.
I know where it is. That's right. I didn't get it, but I know where it is.
You know, that's a no-no.
That's right. Can't be doing that shit. I got to buy all my stuff now.
That's right. We own all the motherfucking shit.
That's right. We own it. We own it. That's right. I'm taking a sip of the official beer.
Mine is official beer.
God damn it, mine is.
Motherfucker. Ha.
Eat shit.
Die, bitch.
Ooh, let's get you moderate again. Woohoo! Woohoo!
You had to hold it wrong.
Oh yeah.
Ouch.
What's the matter?
It stung.
Oh, did that hurt the hand? Did that hurt the hand? Hey, evidently not. You're still doing it. Try again.
Plucking has. Leg has.
I made you hit yourself.
I hit myself hard.
Yeah, that feel good? Yeah, good. Okay, next up we got Offspring talking about why don't you
good
get a job.
Good job, bitch.
I think we know some people like that, eh, Denise? Matter of fact, you might hear this one particular one we're talking about here in about, 3 weeks?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
I guess so.
Maybe. They're probably in the hot tub, though. Who knows?
I want a hot tub in our house.
I do, too. Then we wouldn't be doing shows on Friday night.
Yeah, we would. We'd do it from the hot tub.
I don't think people want to tune in for that stuff.
Scotty would.
True. Very true. All right, Offspring is coming up next on Living on the Edge, and we're going to follow that up with Future Leaders of the World. Denise wanted that one. So, here you go. Crank this one up.
My friend's got a girlfriend, and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day.
Living on the Edge from Buffalo, New York, that is Future Leaders of the World with...
Let me out, motherfucking bitch.
Yeah, that's right. Let me out. All right, Living on the Edge. Here
Max
we got 20
is being
minutes.
A love sponge tonight, Daddy.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's over something here wanting to be some loving.
Something must be wrong with you.
Ain't nothing fucking thing wrong with me.
That's what's wrong with me.
Yeah, God
I haven't opened that up yet.
Wrong with me, bitch. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Good stuff.
He's just being a mama's boy.
Good stuff. Mm. Man, oh man, oh man. I like the official beer Living on the Edge.
Yeah, I do too. I started my official beer early.
So did I. We started at the same time.
Let me see,
actually.
I've had 5, right?
Yeah.
That's still only 13 grams of carb.
I think this is number 5 for me.
2.6 times 5, that's 13 grams, and if I can still calculate, then I probably haven't had enough, but my tummy don't want any more at this point.
Oh, it's your
I'll
tummy
get your
full.
Bone. I'm not dissing long, bitch.
Well, you got chill bumps, huh?
Leave me alone, bitch hole. No, I ain't got chill bumps. Bitch hole. That's what my nephew, Spike's oldest, Chester's oldest.
Uh-huh.
Cece called his mother when he was like 2 years old. He used to call her, you bitch hole.
That's funny.
Yep, my nephew Cece. Call her bitch hole.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. What right. Next?
We got, we're down to 4 listeners now. We topped out at 6, so that's not too bad.
Well, that's about our normal pattern. We get close to 11, we drop a couple.
Yep, because some people just aren't into the nudity. That's right.
That, and they go do the news, and some go to bed, and hell, what time is it where Hamish is? Shit, he's what, 8 hours ahead of us?
Thereabouts, yeah.
And he's getting up and going about his day.
Uh-huh.
He'd probably tell us, I'm a lazy bastard. I don't get up and go on Saturday morning.
Oh, there you are, Max.
He's Hi, sitting boy. Next to his mama. It ain't because I'm pregnant, because I had two tests that said I wasn't.
Well, he doesn't have his head on your stomach, so that's not it.
No, he's begging. He either wants me to come in the living room with him or get a snack, and I'm not doing either at this point.
No, nope, we still got an hour and 20 minutes to go on the show, buddy.
I'll check your water bowl, though, and make sure y'all didn't drink it all up. Want an ice cube? Is that what it is? You want an ice cube?
That's probably what he wants.
I'll give you an ice cube. Aw, he's panting, Daddy, like he's hot. Hear him? You hear him?
Thought I heard something. Or was
Are
that
you
the
hot,
fan?
Little
Was that the ceiling
movie?
Fan? Should have went in the ceiling fan?
No, listen.
I don't hear nothing. You want me to put that song back on, Max?
You heard Max. Oh, Max, you're so sweet.
What was that?
Max.
What did he do?
Can't you hear that?
No. the mic's not down there enough.
Oh, but it is. It's right here next to him. Here he comes. He's right coming over to you.
Here, Max. Here, Max.
Come Stick
here,
your head in Daddy's crotch, Max.
Come here, boy. Okay, what? What? You don't
Stick
want the mic?
Stick your head in Daddy's crotch, Max.
You don't want the mic, Max?
Bite his nuts. Get your daddy. Get
you don't
him.
Want the mic, Max? Huh? You don't want nothing.
He's panting.
Poor dog. What, Max?
I'll check your water bowl and give you an icy cube.
Okay, we're going to go and start up this new next tune here. It's by a group called 10 Years from Knoxville, Tennessee. This one's called Wasteland. I really like this tune a lot. And this group. It's off their album entitled The Autumn Effect. And it is going to be autumn here pretty soon. And their album is out in stores right now. So grab that son of a bitch. They're on tour right now with Disturbed. And they're also on tour with whoever the hell else is with them. I think 311.
Oh, I think it's 311. What a combination.
Yeah. 10 Years, 311, and Disturbed. Hell of a good group, or good scene there. I'd like to go see that. But here they are with their latest single called Wasteland on Living on the Edge with Will.
And Denise.
Change my attempt, good intentions.
That is Marilyn Manson with Personal Jesus. Gotta love that tune. They did a pretty good job on the remake, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Pretty good.
I like a lot of his stuff, despite what people say about him. I don't give a fuck what he does in his personal life.
Exactly. As long as he's up there doing his thing, recording shit, and...
There's Max.
In concert, doing his thing. It's
Max.
All fine and good.
Max?
Yeah, Max loves to talk, as you can hear.
Oh, shit.
What?
I was trying to open the laundry room door.
Oh.
Max?
He ain't gotta do what you say.
Yes, he does. He's a mama. He listens to his mama.
He ain't gotta do what you say.
Oh, yeah. Usually when I go, Max, he comes running up on the porch. Hell, tonight's one of those nights that the neighborhood dogs are probably going to keep us all up.
Probably.
And they act weird when the moon's full.
And we got to get up at 7:30 in the morning, man.
Hell, I'm getting up at 7. I'm jumping the fucking shower. Don't we need to groom the dogs very good for their vet appointment? They go to the vet tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, I got to get me a shower in the morning, too.
I'm first, motherfucker.
I hear you.
You take longer than a woman.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I've known some women that take longer than me.
No, I'm not one of
I've
them.
I've known some that take like 40, 50 minutes in there.
Holy shit. You don't have enough hot water for that long.
I'm like, what? I'm thinking to myself, whenever I was dating one of them, what the fuck are you doing in there, man?
Oh,
shaving
yeah?
your whole body?
It don't even take that long when you shave your legs and pits. She must have been a damn tree.
Must have. No, I didn't see it. I mean, she had a shitload of leg hairs and arm hairs. And she was trimming her bush.
Ew. Oh, you mean she had hairy legs when you went out with her?
No. I don't know what the hell she was doing in there.
Oh.
I really don't. I was just making that up.
She might have been douching.
Might have. Yeah, that is possible. Now, I got a question here. Do women piss in the shower also, if they got to go bad?
I don't. I will not piss in the shower. Sorry.
I mean, what the fuck? You're in there showering off, and you're getting clean. And if it does splat on you, so what? You're going to be washing it off.
I can tell you right now, I doubt very seriously that Barbara does. I'm sure she don't do that neither.
I'm just curious.
That is uncouth. I don't know. Who's out there? Come on. Give us some feedback. Jerry would probably have something to say, but he never listens to us.
Nah. Jerry listened to our inaugural show here, and he got the fuck out quick. It's okay. We don't listen to his show either.
Actually, I do listen to him sometimes.
I don't.
I do.
I know you do.
I've been known to tune him in.
He's too good for us now.
No, Jerry ain't never going to be too good for us. I guess nobody wants to talk about pissing in the shower. I know men do it. Men don't have a problem. You best not be pissing in my shower.
Every time.
I'll kill you, motherfucker, pissing in my shower. You better get out that bartender's barkeeper's friend and scrub it down when you get out.
I hear you.
Nasty motherfucker. Now, if
what do you do when you got to go bad, you know?
Well, damn, the toilet's right next to the shower. You can practically open the curtain and piss right in the toilet.
You couldn't, though.
Yeah, but
it's not that easy for you guys.
If I have to piss, I piss before I even get in the fucking tub.
Yeah, but have you ever gotten in the tub that one time and you didn't think you had to go, and then right in the middle when you're doing your shit, you had to go?
No, I wait I get out. Now, I wait until I get out to piss. I've had to piss, and I waited until I got finished and got out.
I've never known any women to piss in the shower. I've never pissed in the shower either, really.
We women, we can hold it.
I don't do that shit. That's fucking disgusting, man. You get that stuff on your feet and everything.
Ew. Not unless you ride all over the wall with it. If you're trying to squirt down the mold and mildew in there if it ain't been cleaned.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Ew. Because piss has ammonia in it.
Yeah, it does.
Ammonia will clean anything. Oof, nasty.
No, I've never pissed in the shower, but I've known people who have, and I didn't step in their bathtub.
What about pissing in the swimming pool?
Well, that's different. It goes through a filter.
You're not supposed to piss in the
Everybody does it.
That's why Dr. Marks don't want me in the swimming pool.
Every fucking body does it, even women. I know women that do that.
That's nasty.
You know, because what the hell? Nobody's going to see a goddamn thing. You're in the swimming pool, and when you're swimming around, it's going to come off of you.
Ew, that's gross.
So there you go.
Ew. Well, I know when we went to the Y to do water aerobics, if anybody puked in the pool, boy, everybody was out and they overchlorinated it and closed it for the day.
They need to. Well, yeah, if you go in any public swimming pool, like a neighborhood pool here.
Nasty.
Especially around here. Not wanting to sound racial or anything, but you got that mixture of hair grease and then people's piss. God, that's enough to turn me off.
Max?
You know, I'm not racial at all, but Jesus. Oof. That's enough to turn you away.
Well, it's not only the piss and their hairspray. Just think about all the people that don't ever take a fucking shower, no matter what color they are, getting in there with that nasty oil and shit in their hair.
That's true. That's very true.
Or that are grungy as shit and have scabies and skin yuck. Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sure I don't want to go swimming anymore, doesn't it?
And smegma. I'm pretty sure plenty of smegma.
I don't think smegma gets out in the pool. It's trapped in the bathing suit bottoms.
It might be, but I don't know. I would think that it would get out. That force of water would just knock it out of there.
Only if you rode the jet first to do that.
Now, speaking of riding the jet, this is funny as shit. Do you remember that story about the guy in Florida who did that, Denise? Oh, he stuck his dick inside of the pump.
Oh, well, see, now that's different. The jet's not suction. The jets are blowing water out like in the hot tub. But, yeah, that's disgusting.
But this guy, he stuck his dick in the drain where the water comes out. You where it sucks it in.
Into the filter.
And he was fucking the drain, and evidently his dick got so hard that he couldn't pull it out.
No, he couldn't pull it out because those suctions, they're dangerous. They have so much pressure on them that when they pull... I imagine it did get hard because it sucked all the blood down there.
I'm sure.
You know, that's how the penis, it engorges with blood. Now, ew.
I wonder how in the fuck was he rescued?
But
what
now,
did
wait
he do?
A minute, though. That fucking... The suction on the drain is usually at the bottom of the deep end. I mean, he went and held his breath and went down there and stuck his dick in it. He would have drowned.
No. There was evidently one of those suction things on the side of the hotel pool there.
But they're not supposed to suck. They're supposed to blow.
He stuck his dick in there anyway, and he couldn't get it out because it was stuck.
Ew.
This is about 10 years ago.
Well, I think they've made these pool systems with much better safeties on them because they've had really bad accidents where people have jumped off into the deep end and, like, landed on their butt on the bottom.
Have you done
that where you land on the bottom on your butt?
I've done that, yeah.
Land the wrong way on that little suction down there?
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that, though, but...
I remember landing on the little thing and you feel it kind of pull on your bathing suit bottoms.
Yeah.
Well, apparently some have been so strong that it hurt some people.
Hmm.
That hit just the right way. So I imagine they've had to really deal with making that a much safer process. But the guy that stuck his dick in the pool hole, he deserved that. That's stupid.
He was drunk off his ass, and it was like 3, 4 in the morning when they did it.
Yeah, when you're not supposed to be in the fucking pool. That's why they put locks on the gates and doors now, so you can't get out there and do stupid shit.
Yep. My guess is that he was out there and he stuck his dick in there and he freaked that he couldn't get out. And he's going, help, 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 get it off.
My dick's stuck and I can't get out.
Instead of I falling and I can't get up.
Please help my penis.
Yeah.
Ow, ow, I got an owie in my dick. Ow, ow, my pee-wee.
It hurts. Can you kiss it and make it better?
Could you please bring out some Crisco?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get some WD-40 out here?
Exactly.
Ew. If you don't have any, I'll stick deal with some Pam spray. Mr. Nonstick.
Yeah, but I don't know how they rescued him or how they got him out of there. I guess they had
to
drain the pool a little bit.
No, they'd turn the pump off. As soon as they turned the pump off, that he'd be all right. He'd get it out.
Well, when we were in Florida, we had a pool out by the hotel we were at. I never swam in it, unfortunately. I wish the hell I did, but I didn't. We just didn't have time. But
I can't get in the pool anyway.
They have gates around the pool, and they keep it locked at night, of course,
Did
you know,
you
for that
hear
reason.
Titan? He wants to come in, Daddy.
I heard him. All right, let's go and play this one song here, and we'll play some IDs, or promos, rather, and we'll set up Living on the Edge, Nudity at the Top.
And I'll go let the puppies in.
Here's 3 Days Grace with their new one called Wake Up on Living on the Edge with Will.
And Denise, you fucking perverts.
I'm not sober all the time, and you bring me down. At least you try until we see this eye to eye.
Hi, Forge here, host of Degeneration X. I'm standing in the middle of this electrical storm to prove that our show can stand up to anything.
I knew that was going to go wrong. Don't miss Degeneration X with Loopy and Sparky, I mean D-Forge, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Only on Next Gen Radio Network.
Next Gen Radio Network.
Radio Network. Slower listeners, stay the hell off our server.
That's right. Only the fast listeners listen to this show, right, Denise?
Fucking A.
I was going to say, what's the matter? You got your pants down?
Oh, yeah.
Now they look up to me. All right, living on the edge. Hey, what?
Don't have
a dude
hanging out.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, is that it?
Ooh. Leave my dick alone.
Ooh, baby. Keep spanking.
You like that, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I have another.
That's right.
Harder, harder. Dogs don't care. They
hell
don't
no.
lose an inch.
They don't care. They're used to it.
Oh, Titan's looking at me. Oh, Titan. Titan's laying under my desk looking at me. Max is laying next to him.
That's good. All right, it is that time of the show. One of my favorite times of the show.
Yes, it's time for nudity at the top.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. And we got Smile Empty Soul with their new one.
New ditty.
That's right. It's called Don't Need You. It's a very good one. It's one of those fuck you bitches songs. I like these. And that seems to be what this group is all about here.
Yippee!
I like these. Smile Empty Soul off their new album called Anxiety, which is going to be out relatively soon. I have me an advanced copy. It's great.
One of the dogs just sighed.
Got to check it out. Yeah. Oh yeah, I heard that. But here's Smile Empty Soul from Anxiety, a song called Don't Need You. And you're hearing it on Living on the Edge. Nudity. That's top.
Now I'm cutting myself off. Am I really done with you?
That is Smile Empty Soul with Don't Need You. Great, great tune. Like that one. What do you think of that one, Denise?
That's pretty good. Yeah, get out. I don't need you anymore, motherfucker.
That's right.
As opposed to, get out.
Yeah.
Now, that was funny. We had in the ventrilo, Kristen and Jeff were in the, and Adriana was in the background. And Jeff always goes, this is the way it works around here. Get out. 2 seconds later, we hear Adriana, who's 5 years old, go, get out.
That was a gut buster, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
It was. It was funny.
She's only in 5K. I hope she doesn't go to school and go, get out to her friends.
Now, if she says that and the teacher hears it and the teacher gets embarrassed, then, you know, there's something up with that teacher.
Then there'll be a complaint written home to mommy about it. Your child said this. Oh, God, it was funny.
Yeah, it was. It was great. It was great.
She's too damn smart for her own good. She'll be 6 in January.
Uh-huh. Yes, she will.
Oh, my goodness.
6 years old. Mm-mm-mm. I remember when I was 5, though. I used to stir up shit and raise hell. Cuss out the lifeguard for everything I was worth.
He was bad. Everybody knows Will was a bad boy. His mama says he was a bad boy.
That's right. Proud of it.
His mama's not one to go, oh, my little prince never did anything wrong. She flat tells you. He was bad, and the only way she could make him behave in a restaurant was to tell him, William,
I have a switch in here, and let him feel the tip of it. And it might be 3 inches long, but if he felt the tip of a stick, he thought it was a big switch and behaved himself.
If we could do that today, this world would be a hell of a lot better off.
There'd be a lot of CPS reports if you did that today.
This world would be a lot better off, though, because, you know, kids today, parents just don't spend time with them anymore, man. I mean, it's fucked up.
Well, that's the big problem.
They don't take
problem.
Responsibility for the goddamn fuck-ups.
Got to discipline them appropriately and consistently from the very beginning, and you got to be with them. Kids can't raise themselves.
No, and parents don't do that nowadays. And part of the reason is everything is so damn expensive, both parents have to work.
Have to work, yeah. That's
unless you live
bad.
Out in the sticks. Then you don't have to work. The other one don't have to work. One can work and the other one can stay home. But when you live in the city and you got all these fucking bills, gas, electric, water, and everything else.
Well, they got that out in the sticks, too. Lots of times they just make do and they aren't materialistic as some of the people that live in the city.
They don't have as bad a bill, though. I mean, for example, look at Corey's electric bill. That's like 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah, but he's in a different house and a different wait till the winter hits. Well, they've been there. How long have they been there? They've been there a whole year?
Yeah.
So they've been through the winter. Okay.
I mean, in the wintertime, it's electric bills like 40, 50, 60 bucks, something like that.
Ours isn't that bad during the wintertime. It's the summer that kills us.
Yeah, I know. But you got the idea. I mean, shit's just not as expensive there as it is here when you're out in the sticks.
Their cost of living's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's not really in the sticks, though. They live in a nice little town.
It is a little town, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's not a big area like this one here.
No, we're in a huge urban, second largest in Georgia area here. Hell, mm-hmm. We're bigger than Savannah.
Yeah, we are. And our cost of living, I think it's about the same as Savannah, but I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, Atlanta is a lot is higher.
Oh, yeah.
But it used to be that Augusta was smaller than Savannah, but Augusta's outgrown them.
Mm-hmm. But, Atlanta's got it better because of their public transportation.
Yeah,
if I could get up
really
on that,
here.
Oh my God, that'd be great. If I could get on that.
That's all I got to say about Atlanta.
Are you tired?
Yeah. Been a long work week. Boy, I worked my ass off.
I know you have.
Still have plenty of ass that I'm sitting on, but I worked a bunch of it off, too.
You see?
You can't see it. I'm sitting on it. Leave my biscuit alone.
I can see that, though.
That's my biscuit. Leave my biscuit alone. I got to take care of the baby when it gets in there.
That's right.
I'll smack your ass.
Oh, I'm sure you will. All the 9 months you're pregnant. That's right. Got to do something to keep the fun going on around here. For those 9 months.
I'll probably end up with a collection of ass smackers. Different things to smack Will's ass. Let's see. A fly swatter. A ping pong paddle, a wooden spoon.
That works.
A metal spoon with the holes in it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Can't do a meat tenderizer because that would hurt.
That would hurt. You don't want to cube me. I'm not a cube steak, you know. I wouldn't make a good one anyway.
I wouldn't cube him. A tennis racket? We don't have one of those.
No, we don't.
We'll have to come up with a list of ass smackers.
Yeah,
we don't
will.
Really have any good trees in the yard to pick switches from.
No. But she's got a hell of a good hand.
A dog leash.
She's got a very, very good, nice, warm, strong hand. Say, listen. See? It's real nice.
It stings my hand and doesn't hurt yours.
No, it doesn't hurt me at all. Of course, mine is stronger.
Yep. H.
What?
Don't squeeze my bones.
Yeah.
I'll kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I might have a carpal tunnel and pain in them bones, but I'd still kill you, motherfucker.
Right in there?
I have arthritis in my poor bones in my hand.
But
yes,
right.
You squished my bones.
That one and that one?
Yes, you squished my bones.
I didn't even squeeze. I just got my thumb resting here.
You don't have to squeeze hard.
Interesting.
I'll kick your ass, motherfucker.
Anyway, next step on Living on the Edge.
That's what the next song's called. I'll kick your ass, motherfucker. By Denise James.
Actually, it's not. It's by the Prom Kings. And the tune called is Better Man. That's what the name of the tune is. Better Man.
Prom Kings. Hmm.
Yep. Prom Kings. Pretty good group. I like them. I heard one of their other songs, and it was pretty good. But Prom Kings with Better Man. You're hearing it on Living on the Edge. Nudity at the top. Living on the Edge, that is the Prom Kings with Better Man for you, for Nudity at the top. And we got one more song that we're going to do for Nudity, and then we're going to go on to the Living on the Edge Top 5. This next tune is done by a group called Story of the Year. And the name of the tune is called We Don't Care Anymore.
Hmm.
Pretty good song. I like it. And I think you will too. I like that last one also. Very, very good song. But here's Story of the Year. We Don't Care Anymore on Living on the Edge. Nudity at the top.
We don't care anymore. We don't care anymore. We don't care anymore. We don't care anymore. Underneath
Living on the Edge, that is Story of the Year with We Don't Care Anymore. Great tune, man. Like that one. That's a mixture of a heavy rocker and sort of a Metallica-like guitar riff and a pop feel, if you know what I mean.
It'll probably cross over.
I think it will. I think it will start getting on the charts for 95 Rock to play, because it's a hell of a good song. I like that. They do play a couple... No, they only play one story of the Year song. I forget what it is, though, but it was about... 6 months ago they did that. They're mainly the modern rock instead of alternative.
Well, I can't name that tune. I suck when it comes to that most of the time, or who the band is anyway.
Yeah. All right, that wraps up Nudity at the Top. Be sure to tune in next week to see what else is new that is coming out. And Nace, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just resting, listening.
Okay. Okay, just zoning out to the music?
I'm just listening. Okay. You're just doing the little spiel and everything.
Okay. Just checking on you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get set for the Living on the Edge Top 5. And this is going to be a good one, I think. And I think you'll know most of these songs. Well, about three of these songs. These other two you may have heard, you may not have.
Are these newbies to the countdown?
No, they've been here before. But this one particular one, I don't think you've heard yet. I don't think I played it for you yet. But you'll get to hear it. All right, let's go on with the countdown here.
And now, Living on the Edge is proud to bring to you the top five songs in the rock genre over the past week.
The Living on the Edge Top 5.
Number 5.
Coming in at number 5 this week is Audioslave, Doesn't Remind Me. Number 5 this week, number 5 last week. Living on the Edge, Top 5.
I walk the streets of Japan till I get lost, cause it doesn't remind me.
Audioslave, Chris Cornell singing lead from Soundgarden, and the rest of the band is what was Rage Against the Machine. Very interesting combo there. That is Doesn't Remind Me, in at number 5 this week, number 5 last week.
Interesting words in that song.
11th week on the chart, and it has made it as high as number 5, so it's just this peak position right now. All right, coming in at number next one here. Denise, you know this one here. It's Green Day's latest one.
Oh, yes.
Number 4.
Wake Me Up When September Ends. Good song.
Very good song. Living on the Edge, Top 5.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Living on the Edge, Top 5. That is Green Day with Wake Me Up When September Ends. And at number 4 this week, down from number 2 last week. 13 weeks on the chart.
It's a good song. It's kind of a sad song, though, because it's talking about the time passing, but it's focusing on the losses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not the good stuff that happens in there, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's a good song.
Very good song. Like it. Okay, next up. And number three this week and number three last week is Stained with her right here. And I think you all know this song here. But if you don't, here it is on the Living on the Edge Top 5.
Number three.
And number three again this week. Number three last week. 17 weeks on the chart. That is Stained with Right Here Waiting.
Codependency Central.
Oh, man, yes. I'll tell you what. And what I mean by on the chart, it's on the Modern Rock Top 20 Billboard charts. That's what I mean. Not on the top five, but this is on the Modern Rock Billboard Top 20 charts. Although some of these songs do seem like they stay on the top five forever. That's one of them.
Well, they're good songs.
It is. It's a very good song. Okay, next up on that number two here is one that I don't think Denise has heard. I've heard it, and it's pretty good.
I haven't. It's number two.
It's number two. 95 Ride don't play this group.
Huh.
Or this song, anyway. They play the group, but they don't play this song. It's done by 311 called Don't Tread on Me. And it's in at number two this week, up from number four last week. So it's knocking on the door at number one. So we'll see if they can actually take it over. Here they are, 311, Don't Tread on Me on the Living on the Edge, Top 5.
Number 2.
That is 311 with Don't Tread on Me, and at number 2 this week, up from number 4 last week. 8th week on the Modern Rock Top 20 chart. That is Don't Tread on Me.
Good song, 95 ought to play it.
About to. I like it.
Their playlist is strange, though.
They are. It's whatever the guys want on the list, and it goes on there. Simple as that.
And whoever sponsors.
Yeah. Whoever pays the most money for them to play.
Yep.
And whoever the advertisers want to hear. So
That's the way it is. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
watch the radio.
It's very strange how different stations operate in different markets. Like in Detroit, I listened to 101 The Riff. That was my favorite station.
I can't remember what I listened to when I was up there.
You listened to 88.1, I think.
Oh, is that what I listened to?
The station out of Canada.
Was it out of Canada?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
That's where they were out of. And I liked The Riff because they played a lot of the newer stuff first. Whereas if it makes it big, the new stuff makes it big on 95, they'll play the hell out of it. But if it doesn't make it all that big, you know, they won't take a chance and play something like what I play here, or what we play here, for nudity at the time.
Or they'll play some stuff in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, at night.
That you don't ever hear.
From 7 o'clock onward, they do play a lot of the new stuff. But during the day, I think it's part of the work crowd that they're wanting to keep and whatever.
Well, there was this one song I kept hearing at 1 or 2 in the morning, and I can't even tell you what it was. It was a kind of a strange one. You'll probably come across it in your searching someday.
I probably will. I'm waiting for the promo rock for September to come out. I should be getting that any day now. Just waiting for that to come in the mail.
Well, I never did hear this particular song anytime during the day, and it was a political type.
Huh.
About elections and shit.
Oh, okay. I thought I knew it, but I don't.
It has a weird drum beat in it, too.
You'll have to wake me up when you hear it again.
Yeah, Will, yeah, and I'll go, who's singing that song? And you'll tell me, and then I'll forget, and you won't remember telling me.
I got to do some homework. That's the way it is here.
I'm not good with who sings what sometimes.
I know.
I just tell you bits and pieces, and that I like it, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's your job anyway.
I know. But we got to get you familiar with these things too, you know.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
I have too much other stuff in my brain.
Yeah.
You keep with the music library.
I got something for your brain.
I don't need any of that. You can keep that brain resting for a little while longer.
You sound tired.
I am tired. Been a long fucking week.
I bet so.
Long week, and it's the weekend. God damn it.
That's right. Enjoy the weekend, now. That's what I say.
I am, motherfucker. Chicken fucker.
Don't want any more beer, huh?
No. I've had enough.
Okay. See, I'm drinking under the table.
That's all right. Diabetic body has its limits. Not to mention the fact that I don't want to gain a bunch from drinking beer.
You won't gain much from drinking that.
Oops, a yawn has escaped me.
I hear that. All right, next up on Living on the Edge Top 5, we got the number one song. And for no surprise at all, it is still the same. It's done by Gorillaz. And it's called Feel Good Incorporated. And this is a song that's crossed over from the top 40 into rock. It's very interesting. You heard this one before, Denise.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Number one this week, number one last week.
How many weeks?
It doesn't say how many weeks, but I'm willing to bet you it's been like about six.
Okay.
But it's been 20. It's 21 weeks on the chart here. So, that tells you how long it's been there. I've been on here almost a half a year, if you can believe that. 26 weeks equals half a year.
Yep.
So, give or take, this song has been going strong since March, I would say. Maybe April. But it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting song. It's got the top 40 spin that you hear on all that stuff. But it's got the sampling set in there, but it's good. I like it. Here's Gorillaz. Feel Good Incorporated, number one again this week on the Living on the Edge Top 5.
Number one.
Boy, he is feeling good, isn't he?
Don't know if he had any extra help on feeling good or not.
That's what I wonder.
I like the song. It's a pretty good song.
Yeah, it is. I like it. All right, that's number one for you this week on the Living on the Edge Top 5. Number one last week. And we'll see if it's number one again next week. So, hey, be sure to tune in next week to see what's going on with the charts on Living on the Edge.
You've been listening to the Living on the Edge Top 5. These songs are based on record sales and radio plays. For more information, you can go to www.billboard.com. Thanks for listening and tune in next week to see who's number one.
And this little piece is telling you that time is about up for us.
Good Lord, that song is totally out of our character, don't you think?
Well, it's the best one I can find. Yeah, actually, it's not a bad bet here. I don't have any rock beds.
That's kind of funny, though. It sounds like the Richard Cheese without the vocals in it.
It does, doesn't it?
That's his style. We need to do a Richard Cheese show. Maybe we'll do a Richard Cheese show next week.
Yeah, I got his album. His latest album.
Covers.
I got a bunch more stuff of his, too. So
that would be good, because we can play the Richard Cheese and the regular.
The actual
the
song, yes.
And then Richard Cheese cover.
Yes, we sure could.
Yeah, have a Richard Cheese cover show.
Yeah, we sure could. Yeah, that'd be great.
He's funny as shit.
Yeah, he is.
Mr. Lounge Lizard.
That's right. But be sure to check out our page, www. No, I'm sorry. Gotta give you the station's page first here. It's www.nextgenradionetwork.net. That is www.nextgenradionetwork.net. That's the station's page. And our page, if you want to go check out our page, it is lote.willanddenise. That's willanddenise.com.
Or you can send an email during the week to livingontheedge@nextgenradionetwork.net.
That's right.
That's a long address.
That is. Go ahead and add that thing to your bookmark. Or your address book, rather.
So, auto-complete. That's right. That's what you need to auto-complete.
Sure it Until next week, you guys take care. And we'll
next week it'll officially be fall, you know.
Yes. And we'll do something to bring in the fall here. Hell, if it's cool enough, we'll have the window open and we'll let you hear the shit going on outside.
I don't know if it'll be cool enough for that yet, but it'll be, let's see.
I would hope it would be.
Sunday's day 5. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, day 9, day 10, Friday. Oh, yeah, we'll still be drinking the official beer.
Yes. Good. Bye. Till next week, everybody. So long.
Bye.